So anyways, we'll start off with a guided meditation. So, as we just sit down and just being able to keep still for about half an hour, we're giving ourselves an opportunity to forget about everything. We're giving ourselves an opportunity to let go of whatever's happening in our lives. We're giving ourselves a chance for the ability to have some peace and stillness in our lives. It's one of these, peace and stillness is one of these great gifts that is right here and right now, and we can find it in our own minds. So you're just allowing things to calm down. That's all we're doing. I mean, when Ajahn Brahm sits on this meditation seat, he always talks about having the right attitude to the meditation practice. And one of the things that I've learnt over the years is just to be able to be calm with whatever's happening in your mind. So when you're developing the attitude of calmness within the meditation, you're not reacting or overreacting to anything which may arise in your mind. But instead, you just sit and you just watch it. And as you're doing this, you're just allowing your mind to become more present. Because the mind does have an ability to be in the here and now. So we allow our minds to just feel and to know what is happening now, to know where we are. Because if you don't know where you are, your mind will start to wander into the past or into the future. But ask yourself, where are you at this particular time? You're in Dhammaloka Buddha Center. You're in a Dhamma hall. You're sitting down with your eyes closed. And this is where you are, in this room, in this moment. And as a meditator, that's the place where you stay and hang out. So as we're being more present, we are learning to let go of things. And this letting go leads to a sense of freedom within our minds. Our minds, they start, you know, there's a spaciousness about it, which starts to open up in our minds. There's a lack of thinking. There's a mood of peace. You start to feel good about yourself. So If you find yourself with a mind which is not in the moment, just ask yourself, where am I? What am I doing? Those questions will just help you understand where you're supposed to be. And this will help you fall back into the present moment. So you start to become more in tune with what's happening now. You're more connected to what's going on within your body. You're also more connected to what's happening in your mind. So you know, you're just sitting down, just enjoying this moment, whatever your meditation object may be. You're watching the breath, or you're scanning your body. You're doing it with an attitude of calmness. You're gaining some inner happiness. It's like meditation is a, you know, something, a peaceful thing to do. A peaceful exercise gives you a peaceful experience of what life can be. Just being able to sit down with your eyes closed and, in a sense, just shut out the world. In a sense, protecting yourself from the world, from the troubles, arguments, difficulties. You're going into a place where you feel sane, normal, and free. So you're just sitting down and you may have some difficulties coming up in your mind, whether you're sleeping or in pain or thinking too much or your mind is unsettled. Just have the attitude that, you know, it's okay. It's not a big deal. And, you know, things change. One moment, it may be difficult for you to meditate, but the next moment, meditation becomes a very easy thing for you to do. Things change all the time. And as we're calming down, we start to see the beauty of this meditation practice. We start to value it. And we can start to understand how much freedom meditation can give us. And it's something that we start to cherish, and something that we make more of in our lives. We start to enjoy it. And then when you start to enjoy it, you start to meditate more. And yeah, you start to understand the benefits of this practice. Not through reading books or by listening to Dhamma talks, but through your own experience. Knowing what peace is, a bit of stillness, it's a wonderful thing. In a sense, you know, sort of like you could call it free happiness. Everybody likes free things, right? This is how you get free happiness. So we're going to end the meditation soon, and just look at your own mind and just see what's going on. What kind of mood is your mind in? And just know it for what it is. The more you know your mind, the more you can work with it to create more stability and happiness. So just spend a few moments just reflecting and thinking about the meditation.